Hachette Audio presents Escape from Paris, a true story of love and resistance in wartime France. Written by Stephen Harding. Read by Maxwell Hamilton. Dedication, as always, for Mari. Think not only of their passing, remember the glory of their spirit. Inscription on the wall of the Normandy American Cemetery Chapel. Prologue. From 22,000 feet above the English Channel, German-occupied France appeared remarkably serene on the morning of July 14, 1943. Out the left waist gun position of his B-17 Flying Fortress, Staff Sergeant Joe Cornwall could trace the coast of Normandy as far north as Dieppe. The thin white ribbon of breaking surf clearly discernible from the sun-dappled greens and browns of farm fields farther inland. Buffeted by the 40 below zero winds that poured in through both of the bomber's waist windows and cold despite his heavy sheepskin-lined flying clothes, thick gloves, and leather helmet, the 28-year-old airman readjusted his oxygen mask and daydreamed briefly of how warm it must be on the sandy beaches 4 miles below. Gazing upward, Cornwall took in a less tranquil but equally stirring sight. Barely 50 feet off the fortress's left wing, two other B-17s droned along in formation, one slightly ahead and higher, the other somewhat lower, offset and in trail. And though he could not see them from his position, the gunner knew that two additional bombers were right where they were supposed to be. One directly forward of and slightly above his aircraft, and the other ahead and off to the right. Together, the five fortresses, a sixth had turned back to England with mechanical problems, constituted the low squadron of the U.S. Army Air Force's 94th Bomb Group. Out fellow gunner Frank Santangelo's right waist window, Cornwall could see the six B-17s of the unit's lead squadron, highlighted by the bright morning sunlight. Farther up and directly to the right were the eight bombers that constituted the group's high squadron. There should have been a ninth, but the lead machine had also been forced to return to base. Nor was the ninth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?